The United Nations Secretary General says a deployment of UN-mandated armed forces or unarmed observers in the occupied territories could improve Palestinian civilians' protection. Antonio Guterres said a UN civilian observer mission could also be deployed to the occupied territories to report on protection and well-being of Palestinians. Guterres said the world body could expand its humanitarian programs to address the needs of Palestinian civilians. He stressed sending additional UN human rights officers will also help the protection of Palestinian civilians. The call comes as two more Palestinian demonstrators were killed in the Gaza Strip by Israeli forces on Friday. Now, to discuss that more, we're joined by Paul Sheldon Foote, professor of California State University. Thank you very much, Mr. Foote, once again for joining us on Press TV. Now, we are seeing time and again Israel's complete disregard for international law. Do you believe that the presence of UN forces, even if they're unarmed, would actually make any changes?
There would need to be a very large number of them. We have Israeli terrorists destroying the olive trees, killing the animals. We have Israeli soldiers in the middle of the night going into people's homes and throwing them out of homes or throwing them into jail. You can't even have a flotilla with medicine supplies going in with foreigners right now. You have limits on any food or medicine or building materials that can be brought into Gaza, for example. And so they would need a lot of people there to observe. There are just too many evil Israelis wandering around hating people that they regard as inferiors.
What more could be done? Well, this seems that actually the UN is trying, you know, to use all the means that it has in order to ameliorate the situation for Palestinians. But what other measures can be taken rather than sending unarmed UN representatives?
There could be demands on Israel to open the crossings into Gaza to permit the free flow of medicines and foods, to the flow of electricity and clean water. All of these could be demanded of Israel, or Israel could be told that you're out of the United Nations. Israel is the terrorist in the region, and simply having a few observers that we know, I mean, enough videos have come out. We know what they're doing. They're terrible people. And we know what they're doing to the Palestinians, and it needs to stop. And so there are many more things that I'm sure that this person is at the United Nations is starting with the most minimal idea that he thinks can be politically pushed through the United Nations. And if that succeeds, then move on to a more aggressive agenda.
Thank you very much, Mr. Paul Sheldon Foote, professor of California State University, joining us with his take on the situation of Palestinians and, of course, the measures that the United Nations is proposing to take in order to ameliorate the situation.